Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there. The Supreme Court arguments beginning today over Trump's claim of absolute immunity from the rage prosecutor, Jack Smith.
There it is.
This is Donald Trump before the hearing that he is actually not allowed to attend.
We have a big case today. This judge isn't allowing me to go. We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
I don't know what happened to the Drudge Report. But, like, there's the picture of Donald Trump. I think it's his mugshot. And, you know, all in red. Several different headlines below his mugshot. Supreme Court shock. Trump claims assassination privilege. Kill a rival. Kill an enemy. Kill Hillary. What if King orders a coup? Can you believe these?
What happened to the Drudge Report?
Outrageous kind of thing.
Is Joe Scarborough now the CEO? Is he like the editor-in-chief of Drudge now, Joe Scarborough?
Oh, wow. So there's that.
Utah Senator and Attorney Mike Lee, he thinks that this is going to be a good thing for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I certainly think it should be likely, and I think it will be likely. And the reason is this. There can be no dispute, no matter how loudly Liz Cheney and her acolytes in the Democratic Party want to shout, no matter how much they're inclined to the gossiping around the water cooler about what legal theories they can come up with next. President Donald Trump was, in fact, president of the United States on January 6th. And you have to respect that fact in court, lest every president moving forward is going to be hobbled by a sure awareness of the fact that anything he or she may do could wind up bringing that president into court once that president is no longer in office. We don't want that as a country. And I think the Supreme Court understands that that's not workable, nor is it justifiable under the court's immunity jurisprudence.
And so, I think we all understand as well, the president of the United States is not allowed to just off somebody either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That wouldn't happen.
Now, if you have a terrorist that you've got a bead on, you work with your people, like when Soleimani was blown up. That was not an assassination per se. That was eliminating a horrible bastard that has killed your own people. You know, American citizens. Mm-hmm. So it's ridiculous. We're waiting for the court to wrap up for the day. Technically, they're still in right now, but it's expected to wrap up any moment. And the orange man, Donald Trump, expected to speak as soon as it's over. Again, he's not allowed to attend based on the judge's ruling from the New York case.